Bridget Pinto joins us now. She's CEO of Family Self-Care. Pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. This is a little bit different than what we're used to. We're used to doing the healthcare thing. You find out information, you go to your doctor, and you go home. This is a little bit different. This is about how to take care of your daily healthcare issues in a different way, I understand.
Yes, that's it. Exactly the case. I mean, do you want me to go and explain a bit what we are doing, Ron?
Yeah, I understand. This is an app that you can get on your phone?
Yes, that's right. That's an app that's called Self-Care One.
And yeah, tell me about this.
Yeah, okay. So Self-Care One is an app that is free, that you can have on a mobile phone. And if you refer to essential oils and health, what we want to do is to facilitate the use of essential oils. We want to make it more simply. We want to help people to have reduced costs and more efficacy with the use of essential oils on an everyday basis. So what we want is to help everybody to be able to use natural health solutions. And we're starting with helping them using essential oils on an everyday basis.
Okay. Now, this essential oils can actually make you feel better and fresher. And there are a lot of categories what essential oils can do for you. I'll run through some of them: sleep disorders, stress, concentrating more with your mind, skincare issues. I mean, immune system. The list goes on and on.
Yes, that's exactly Ron. The point with essential oil is that when you go on the web and you look at what essential oils can do and help on, you discover there are many, many ways to use essential oils. There are many oils. It's really complex. It can cover many everyday issues. And the oils have been proved in clinical trials, so it's really performing. But most of us don't really know how to use them and the scope. We don't really know the scope of what they can do. That's exactly what we want to do with our app. Yes, we want to make it more accessible to everybody so that everybody with a few oils can use, can cover many kind of everyday health issues.
Yes. Now, I don't know. I'm a guy. I don't know if you know that. And
I noticed.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I thought essential oils were something that you put in one of those evaporator machines, and then it makes the room smell like lavender. Boy, am I wrong. I mean, these can be applied directly to the skin. They can be swallowed internally in some cases. I did not know all of that.
Yes, and Ron, you are a representative of a big chunk of the American population, we made a research and we interviewed 600 Americans, and we understood that the majority of men didn't really know about all the applications that can be used with essential oils. And on top of that, we learned that they are the most interested in using essential oils when they knew about how to use it. So, yes, essential oils can be used by inhalation, by topical application, and ingestion. And we are covering another use of essential oils as compared to the diffusers when you have them on air to have the room a bit more purified, the air but purified, or have nice scent. So it's a totally different usage, and it's more for everyday health, and it's not just aromatherapy. It's also something, for example, essential oils can enter into your body in 30 seconds. It goes around, you know, I'm French speaking, so my English will not be necessary
to explain that what you apply
essential oils on your skin, it goes into your blood circulation in 30 seconds. It makes the round of it. Really efficient. It's really efficient. And in 20 minutes, it could go it could go directly to the organ where they have an issue. That's what is really clever with essential oils. And it's not me, Brigitte Tipeee, speaking about that. I mean, there are many scientists who talk about it. But what is really interesting with them is that they go directly to the source of an issue. If you have an organ, for example, you have a chest issue, you put essential oils on your chest, it will go where there is a pain. That's the beauty of it.
So the app helps you discern and discover which oils would help which concerns, how they would best be effective. That's what the app does.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you look at the app, you can see the list of issues. So you can say, okay, what is the issue with me? And the app will work based on your profile. If you, I don't know if you noticed, but the app will ask some information so that if you are a pregnant woman, you will not have the same formulation as a child of 7 years old and you.
Yeah.
So the app will tell you exactly which oil to use, how to use it, when to use it, remind you when to use it, and what is very important to us to mention, apart from the fact that it is easy to use, intuitive, it is safe, that's very important, and it makes it, easy to use on a regular basis because thanks to the reminder. But what I wanted to mention that is less for more, because what we wanted to provide as much as combination as possible with a few oils. One of the biggest issues is you run when you want to use essential oils. You will go on the web and you will see, you could use a lavender or you could use this oil. And at the end of the day, say, which oil should I ask? Which oil should I buy? Should I buy 10 oils, 20 oils? And our algorithm is based on 9 oils, 8 essential oils, and just one vegetable oil that you can choose if you want. We have suggested one, but you can use olive oils if you want. And the idea is to make as many as solution with just the best 8 oils so that people stop having to choose, to buy, to stock many oils at home.
Yes, you don't want to have oils all over the place. You want the ones that just appeal to you and work for you and the fewest amount that do the most. So the app is like having a coach with you at all times, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. I can work for your company, you know, if you'd like.
With pleasure. I mean, you know, we're recruiting a lot of people. We should be 22 people next year. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Okay. This company, by the way, this app is rather new. It's about 2 years old. Is that right?
No. We developed our activities. We started our activities 2 years ago, and it took us 2 years to develop this, because we are not just developing an application, but we are also developing a dispenser. Because, you know, with the application, you know what to use, when to use, how to use, but you still have to buy the oils and to mix the oils and to count the drops that the application is giving you.
Okay.
So we are working on a dispenser as well.
Bridget, the biggest question and the biggest concern you alluded to a little bit earlier in the conversation, it's the safety of it. That's what most people are concerned about. Once they're cleared and they know it's safe, then they can freely go about solving their problems. But it is totally safe. Is that right?
Yes. What is safe is that we build the algorithm on publication, scientific publication, in collaboration with pharmacists and doctors, general practitioners, so that they could validate that the algorithm is nothing else than what is the publication, scientific publication, and that works. Also, what we decided is that the application, you can use it with your with different profiles. You can have the profile of your children or whatever.
Yeah.
And we will not, in the algorithm, we use the best dilutions for children, for example. If you want to use this product for your children, you, in general, you should not have more than X, Y percentage of dilution in a vegetable or in a carrier oil. So we use the biggest, the highest dilution rate to ensure it's the minimum and it's the safest possible.
Well, yeah, it's like aspirin. You know, aspirin may relieve a little headache, but you don't take 2,000 milligrams of it. So, you know, you got to know how much to take. And you're backed by Johnson & Johnson, I understand.
Well, we are incubated at the J-Labs Innovation Incubator at, in New York. And yes, we are based there. And we have worked with them on some aspects that I cannot talk about. But it's more on the... For example, with them, we have done some research that led us to the conclusion that 57% of the men in the U.S. would love to use Self-Care One. So 57% of men want to use it. So it's really great.
Okay. Very good. How do we get more information about this, where we can find the app? I guess in the download Play Store we can find it, right?
Yes, you can download it on the iOS and Android, so App Store and the Play Store.
So what do I search, family self-care?
No, you search Self-Care One, all attached.
Self-Care One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what we look for, Self-Care One. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's great speaking with you, Bridget.
Thank you. Bye, Ron. And looking forward to to work with you. Bye.
Hey, you never know. Self-care one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.